And she goes, what was it like being married back then? You got married in 47?
Well, got married in 47. We was a little better than it was when I was a real young kid. You know, I won't tell you about the way we used to get our chewing gum.
Yeah.
We'd go down and take an axe and chip a tree, you know, sweet gum. Yeah. They call sweet gum tree.
Uh-huh.
And let that sweet gum run out. We'd go down there and get it out and make us have some chewing gum to chew. But we got married in 47, and my wife, she was working for the sewer manufacturing company, and I was still down on the farm, you know.
Yeah.
And we moved out, and we started out. I borrowed $250 from my brother to buy my furniture. I didn't have no money. And we borrowed $250 from my brother and started out on. And we didn't walk. We got electricity and all. We had to buy a refrigerator and all, but we had a wood stove. We started out wood stove. I had to get out in the woods and cut all the wood back to my mother and all. Well, we didn't have power saws.
Yeah.
We had crosscut saws. Mm-hmm. We had to have to get somebody happy, and we'd cut some limbs off, you know, and trees off.
Yeah.
Split it up, stove wood. Mm-hmm. My wife cooked on that. And Roger was born in 48, and we were real proud of that. And my mother to come out and keep him while my wife, she's worked all her life too. I don't guess I've been in the shape that I'm in today if it hadn't been her having to work, you know. But she, just like me, she started work young.
Where'd she start to work?
She worked for Sewell Manufacturing Company, Bowden Manufacturing Company in Bowden, Georgia. And she didn't make a whole lot. When they started out, my aunt went to work with them. They made $1 or $2 a week, I believe, is all they made at the public works. And I can't. You remember about what you made, huh? When you were 75 cents a day when she went to work, and she was sewing, making men's suits, you know, sewer suits.
Uh-huh.
And actually, expecting our new baby, she quit, and she'd come out, and she'd bring me water, and she'd sit down in the shade while I was flying and make baby clothes. They made the clothes back in, and then do buy. But my mother, she'd make them, maybe my son wore what they call an apron. He didn't have no pants. They made the aprons back in for him. We'd kill our own chickens out of her yard, you know. And she'd bang a chicken down, and I'd wring his neck off. She wouldn't kill it. Had to kill it if we had a fried chicken or something like that, you know. But just like I said, though, I don't regret nothing I've done. Or I've had a pretty good life. I worked hard. And there's no way you're going to get through life without working.
Yeah.
And you can't depend on the money tree out in the backyard out here. You gotta work. And I worked real hard, and my wife worked hard all her life. We got a little old house here, and it's pretty well furnished. Don't have no bills much. And,
before you had electricity, how did you cool your meter?
We put it in the smokehouse, you know.
Oh, okay.
Salt it down.
Yeah.
And put the milk in the cellar. We'd milk the cow, and sometimes we'd have a rope, we'd let it down, and we had wells.
Yeah.
We didn't have no pump in the way we'd draw it. We'd let the milk down in the well where it'd stay cool, where it went sour.
Oh, okay.
And when the night come, we'd have to go out there and draw it out, you know, and bring it in and drink it. It's just like fresh milk. You know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it was sort of bad to live like we lived, start off with. Not have no electricity or nothing like that. We were married a pretty good while before we ever got electricity in that second. And Roger was a pretty good sized boy.
Yeah.
And
we'd see him a lot.
Yeah. We'd have to boil the clothes in the wash pot. You know, build a fire around the wash pot and boil them. And take the stick, punch them, and have a battling block, and take the clothes out of that pot and battle them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and get the dirt out of them. I don't know. I don't believe my children would enjoy going through what me and my wife went through.
Yeah.
And I have got three nice kids. One of them made a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
One is a head nurse over at the hospital. And my daughter's she's managing food, fast food, you know.
Yeah.
She's pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've been pretty well blessed for that, you know.
Yeah.
And somehow or another, we helped Roger get through school, helped Nita. And I tried to help them when they got married, and buy them something, get out, start housekeeping,
yeah,
like they got married.
Did you have you didn't have electricity when your first boy was born?
No.
Did you go to the hospital, or did you have a midwife?
Well, we had a little hospital up by in Georgia.
Yeah.
And that's where he was born. $90 for his delivery.
Yeah.
And back now, my daughter. He's about a year old when we got electricity. A little over a year old when we got electricity. Yeah. But we couldn't see one another across the table sometimes. Pete, you know. But I remember my uncle. We had a little better than he did. The people back then was poor, man. I mean, poor.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't no rich people around much. I've been to my uncle's house, and he'd had a kindling.
Mm-hmm.
On a plate and burn that kindling for a light. Didn't have money to buy kerosene to have a light. And I thought, well, that was amazing to me. But we always had the kerosene lamp when I was young.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of bees out there in his gum. He had made his own honey, you know, had bee gum. And his boy, about the same age I was, we'd get out there and play in the yard. He had about 15 to 20 around in the yard, you know. And we'd get out close to them, they'd pop us, you know. And I remember he could go in there and walk all around them bees.
Yeah.
Every gum he had, they never bothered.
Mm-hmm.
They know him.
Yeah.
I reckon. But we couldn't get nowhere around.
Yeah, you'd go out there and get stung.
Yeah. So we had it a little better than a lot of people did.
Yeah.
My daddy, he was a hard worker, and he believed in my mother fixed enough on the table when we went to the table. You could come by there, you bring your family by, and you still have enough to eat. But it was good eating.
Yeah.
It was good country ham, beans, cornbread, what we all have now, but you buy it out of the grocery store. We growed it.
Yeah.
And
You don't even eat close as much as what you ate back then.
No, we had them every day. Big meals. I mean, I just wondered why we had them hogs, what we had left. It'd be scraps of the hogs.
Yeah.
Raising hogs. My daddy killed six hogs. They put it in the Cleveland News. I forgot how many pounds he had. They weigh around 500-600 pounds a piece. He'd get them big before he killed
them. You'd
fill
up the smokehouse?
Yeah, smell that smokehouse up. And then what they do, they cut up that the side meats and make lard out of it.
Yeah.
Back then they eat lard, but now it's against religion to eat lard. Now it's high cholesterol. My mother, she lived to be 94, and she never did have no cholesterol. She eat ham and eggs and use lard to cook with and all that.
Well, but you didn't really have butter. Did you have butter?
They had the milk. And then what they do, we'd milk our cows and put the milk in the churn.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
it was a churn, you know, sour, sort of like, and then they'd churn it to make butter, get the butter off of it, then you have buttermilk.
Uh-huh.
And I think I could eat that buttermilk. I had to have sweet milk, but that buttermilk was good, you know.
Yeah.
We done that when me and my wife first married. We had a cow, and I didn't know how to milk. My mother wouldn't let you go down to the barn where her cow was at. So I didn't know how to milk, and my wife was working, and I was farming there. Still farming, trying to help my mother, you know. And she'd go out every morning before she went to work and milk. And I said, well, I ain't going to put up with this. I said, you know how to learn me how to milk. So I finally learned how to milk. She didn't have to do that.
Did you have any hired hands to help you when you
see work? No, we used to swap out work, what you call swap out work, you know. If I had a neighbor up there when my father died. He was just sort of like a second daddy to me.
Yeah.
I didn't know hardly how to put a fire on the stove. And he had a 40 acres right below us. Mm-hmm. My daddy bought 80 acres. He let him have 40, and he'd take 40 back when he was younger, you know.
Yeah.
He had down there below our house. He had to come by our house and go down there and tend it. And we lived next to where he lived up there. And he'd come by and stop when he'd go into the field.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go home for lunch, you know.
Yeah.
And water the mule and feed them and everything. He'd come by and he'd take time enough out to put my plow on and see if I was plying it. And he'd plow around, you know, and see how it's flying. And he'd sharpen all my plows and all that. And he's sort of like a second daddy to me. He helped me out a lot.
Yeah.
And the neighbors, if you got in a tight back then, they'd come help you out. If you got tight, you would crop.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got sick, everybody'd go and work their crops out.
Yeah.
And that's what they did helping me. We had, me and my daddy, had 15 acres of cotton and 35 acres of corn. Just two of us plowing, you know. And it'd take a pretty good while to do it, plow all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, the neighbors, the church down there, when the crop got up big enough, plow, my cotton was up about an inch high when my daddy died, and corn, you know.
Yeah.
And me being there, the neighbors, all that church, I think it was about 25 or 35 mules in them fields, back in them fields that day. And they helped me plow it all out to get it. And we made enough that year, cotton and all, and corn and stuff to sell to pay the doctor bills and all that my daddy owed and everything that first year. The Lord was good to us.
How much did cotton and corn wheat go back? How much did it go for back then?
Well, mostly it run about $500 a bale, so much.
Yeah.
Some anywhere around $400 to $500 a bale. So back then, you take 15 bales at $500, that's pretty good money back in them days. So it's pretty good, you know. But just like I say, I'm still proud of all I went through with. To be in good health on the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, you worked back then.
Huh?
Working in your past helps you be healthier in your old.
I don't know where it did or not, but it sometimes it hurts your feelings, but then have to work hard. But I bought the first little old car. I bought it, didn't have a way back when before my daddy died. Right before my daddy died, we'd have to use our wagon and mule.
Yeah.
And my daddy would drive from Ramblin' to Heflin 20 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go with him, and he'd go up there and get his supplies and haul them back on the wagon.
We had a day's trip.
And then we used to drive. He used to go to Bowden, Georgia, and care, and had a wheat mill up there. We raised wheat, raised some of our own flour, you know.
Uh-huh.
And had a wheat mill up there, and he'd load his wheat up and had it thrashed and everything, carried up there and in the wagon and had it ground. But everything he done back when I used to, before he died, he didn't even have a car or nothing.
Uh-huh.
He done all that in the wagon. And I went with him. I thought that was a good trip. I never even hardly get out of the community, but I'd go with him getting that wagon ride all the way to Heston. It was a bad one.
Yeah.
Our house burned in 35. He was gone to the wheat mill that day. We went to church in the wagon. I used to go buggies and all that to church. But my dad was gone to the wheat mill when the house burned down. It burnt from the ground. I was in school. I didn't have nothing on but for what I had on.
Yeah.
It was one of them old-timey houses. It started the chimney, they said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We had some pet squirrels back then.
Yeah.
And they claimed it might have been before they built the nest. They built nests up in there. They took straw in there and built a nest. But them squirrels had come in our house. It's just like cat, dog one. They'd come in and stay with us. And one of them had a bed up on the wall and a cooler. Milk to the mama had a bed. He had him a bed up there. And, And the old man stayed with us. Daddy had a hard hand there one time and stayed with us, or yeah. some kin to us. And he wore an old jumper coat.
Yeah.
We parked a bunch of peanuts, you know. And he, us kids loved them bunch of peanuts. And he'd get in them peanuts where my mother parked.
Yeah.
And he'd fill up both them old coat pockets full, you know. Or he'd have some, we'd be out. But he'd go sit by the fire at night. He'd go to sleep there, and my squirrels would go, they'd come in there, and they'd go in there and get them, take them out. They'd tow every one he had out, you know, I know it. And they just like family, you know.
Yeah.